Okay, this is Roberto from Genoa. It's in the evening here at Genoa. It's about a quarter till 8 o'clock here in the evening, July the 20th. A very busy day here, starting around 11 o'clock this morning. You can probably hear the helicopter still there in the background. It's been one incident after another at various places and attempts to try to cross into the red zone and confrontations on other parts of the streets. I just walked down one street and saw a police van that had been had been ablaze. I don't know what the circumstances were around it, but it was completely torched by a tunnel at the end of a street that dumpsters were knocked over, and it things were still burning from there. So I'm not sure. We got reports off of this street all day long that there was activity going on, and as I just went up and down the street, all the bank windows, which there's about six banks on this street, have been broken, including some that were boarded up, and had the boards had been taken off and so on. And then there was one travel store as well and a couple of gas stations. Other than that, I did see one car on the side of the street whose windshield was taken out at the end, but I didn't see any private property other than the banks and the store. Right now there's about 8,000 people down at the Convergence Center, which is sort of the welcoming area for people that have come here to demonstrate against the G8. Helicopters fly above as people are in this area sort of eating dinner right now. It's a strange situation. You know, just a few yards away is the street completely strewn with litter and things like that, and police blockades at various parts of the city, but they seem to be staying away from the large group of demonstrators at this point. Lots of reports all over the city all day long. It's kind of hard to put it all together and know what's happened in all the different parts. I spent a good part of the day at the Indy Media Center, and like I said, from 11 o'clock on, there were reports coming in all throughout the city of different confrontations, and where I'm at right now, the helicopter activities began to increase, so I don't know exactly what's going on, but no one's running, so I'll continue to talk.
Now, we did receive reports of a demonstrator who was shot in the head with tear gas canisters. Can you give us some more information about that situation?
Well, I received the same information on. I was near the phone line when that came in to Indy Media, and it was confirmed. And you know, don't know. There have been talks all day of tear gas and water cannons and 2D. Excuse my Italian here. 2D Bianchi, which are the Monos Blancos or white overalls that weren't exactly white overalled all today, but that particular group. There were reports of them being, you know, blocked into a tunnel, and I believe that's where the area took. I mean, the incident took place, but I'm really not certain of that. I don't want to put out some wrong information here. Information, it's just getting put together right now. It's been very chaotic. The lines, you know, at NEPD have been just ringing constantly all day long because there's been so much activity everywhere.
Looked at a photograph on the Independent Media Center of, it appeared to be a young woman wearing a mask, and she appeared to have been shot in the head with a live bullet. There was a huge pool of blood, and she was laying motionless on the ground, and that was that's the second report I've heard.
Yeah, was there a caption on that? I've been out for a couple of hours, and in the areas I've been in, it's, well, I mean, in relatively quiet, I guess is what I should say. The city is extremely tense right now. And, you know, police vans ride past, you know, demonstrators, and they just stream past. And if you're in the way, you will get hit. And so it's an extremely tense situation. I really don't know about that particular situation, though.
how is the mood at the Convergence Center there, where folks have you said are gathering to eat?
Well, I surprisingly enough, or maybe not so surprising, people are sitting down to dinner, and it's a calm affair. Just one or two blocks away right now, where I'm at, a couple blocks from the Convergence Center, people are walking about the streets, and like I said, it looks a bit like a war zone in this particular street that I'm on. They extended the area of the red zone overnight with these huge containers. I'm told they have concrete in them. I was walking home. I'm near the red zone, and about 12:30 last night, and I saw this going on, and they did this to several streets. So in some sense, they've made sort of a mini Berlin out of Genoa here today. It's hard to tell. Probably later tonight or tomorrow we'll be able to sort it all out and confirm reports, because we've had some unconfirmed reports today too, and we're trying to get everything straight.
All right. Well, my battery's dying here on this mini disc. Is there anything you want to add real quick? And maybe we can get another update from you if you piece together more of these stories.
Yeah, I'll call you with whatever I do know and see. At this point, I hope everything's going well back in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the report, Roberto. Be safe out there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.